Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Multiple news sources are reporting that the alleged Club Q shooter is being charged with hate crimes. The Associated Press cites records showing Anderson Lee Aldrich facing 5 murder charges and 5 charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. Just before midnight on Saturday, a gunman opened fire at Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing 5 people and wounding 25 others. More controversy at the World Cup in Qatar. Today, several European national soccer teams announced their team captains would not wear armbands promoting diversity because they feared punishment by tournament organizers. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Doha.
A number of teams planned for their captains to wear rainbow armbands with the words One Love to promote LGBTQ rights. Homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. But now the European countries have decided against it, saying FIFA, soccer's international governing body, threatened the captains with yellow cards, which increased the risk of being ejected from a match. In a statement, the European countries said they were ready to pay fines, but, quote, "We cannot put our players in the situation where they might be booked or even forced to leave the field of play." A group representing fans in England and Wales blasted FIFA, saying, "Today we feel contempt for an organization that has shown its true values by giving the yellow card to players and the red card to tolerance." Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.
The U.S. is now leading Wales 1-0 in its first World Cup match. Alabama is temporarily halting executions pending a review of the state's capital punishment system. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports corrections officials have botched 3 lethal injections this year.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is ordering what she calls a top-to-bottom review of the state's execution protocol. Ivey says the state has an obligation to crime victims and their families to get capital punishment right. The moratorium comes just days after prison officials spent an hour trying to set IV lines to administer lethal drugs to Kenneth Eugene Smith on November 17th, only to call off the execution when it could not be carried out before the death warrant expired. The same thing happened in an aborted September lethal injection, and in July, it took 3 hours to execute Alabama death row inmate Joe Nathan James. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
It is back to the bargaining table for tens of thousands of rail workers. The largest rail union has narrowly voted down a tentative agreement brokered by the Biden administration in September. The latest development raises concerns about the impact on the U.S. economy just before the holiday. This is NPR News. A criminal investigation is underway into what caused a driver of an SUV to crash into an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts this morning, killing one person and wounding more than a dozen people. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz offered more details.
Patients injured out in front of the store and in the store, including a few patients that were pinned against the wall by the vehicle.
The conditions of the injured are still unknown. South Africa's Constitutional Court has granted parole to the man who assassinated anti-apartheid icon Chris Hani. Kate Bartley reports his widow has slammed the decision to release her husband's murderer.
The South African court ordered Janusz Walusz, the right-wing Polish immigrant who shot Hani, to be placed on parole. He has served nearly 3 decades of a life sentence and is now eligible for parole under the law. The 1993 murder of the head of the South African Communist Party and chief of staff of the armed wing of the African National Congress nearly sparked a civil war in the country in the dying days of the apartheid regime. Hani's wife, Dimpo Hani, described the decision to release Walusz as diabolical. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
A sentencing hearing was scheduled to begin today for Todd Chrisley, one of the stars of the reality television show Chrisley Knows Best. He and Julie Chrisley were convicted in June of fraud and other federal charges. Federal prosecutors said the couple should receive lengthy prison sentences, accusing the couple of engaging in extensive bank fraud and evading tax authorities, all while flaunting lavish lifestyles. You're listening to NPR News.